to experts for analysis. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low near 42. For Wednesday, it will have gradual clearing skies with a high near 75. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 41. And Thursday, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 31.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. I'm Rick Everett. Authorities say four people died after a semi collided with a minivan in western Kansas while trying to pass another truck. The Wichita Eagle reports the crash happened Saturday around 8 o'clock on U.S. Highway 50 east of Dodge City. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the semi was trying to pass another semi-trailer truck when it crossed the center line and struck a Chrysler minivan head-on. The Douglas County Sheriff is being investigated for helping his mother to obtain a ballot to vote even though she may live in another country, but his actions may not violate Kansas law. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Kansas Secretary of State's office is looking into
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A group that takes Kansas war veterans on trips to Washington, D.C. is celebrating a new donation. Kansas Honor Flight was expecting a check for about $5,000 from All Metal Recycling of Wichita. But a big response to fundraising efforts meant the organization received a $15,000 donation yesterday. Kansas Honor Flight takes war veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit war memorials. A bill being pushed by a Kansas state senator from Kansas City to legalize marijuana for medical purposes in Kansas was heard in a committee yesterday. Senator David Haley wrote the bill. He says the bill is overdue and will help the state. The bill, Senate Bill 155, is not the first of its kind for Kansas, but as of yet, no bills legalizing marijuana for medical purposes have passed. And spring-like conditions through tomorrow, then it becomes a little bit more like winter in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a 23-year-old driving a car died in a collision with a semi-trailer on the west side of Fremont early yesterday morning. The accident occurred around 4:20 yesterday morning, and police say a westbound car turned north onto U.S. Highway 30 and was struck by the northbound truck. Police say the driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver was treated and released at Fremont Health Medical Center. Authorities say they've arrested a man who fired at a Nebraska state trooper during a chase. That chase began early this morning in Valley and ended when the man's car went into a ditch. The man took off running but was captured with the help of a police dog. The suspect was taken to an Omaha hospital for treatment of his injuries. His name hasn't been released. The trooper was not hit by the man's gunshots. The trooper's identity also has not been released. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. A letter will be sent to the North Central Regional Planning Commission advising that Marshall County will no longer be a member after 2017. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday voted to require all township treasurers to execute a $5,000 professional surety bond prior to taking office pursuant to state law. It's expected townships will pay the bond cost. Commissioners clarified they believe township signs remain a county responsibility at the request of the road and bridge supervisor. Commissioners were to meet with an engineering representative and the environmental sciences director of county landfill Thursday. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete meeting minutes are on our website and our Facebook page. County offices and courthouses will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Commissioners will meet again Tuesday. Gage County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing Wednesday for input regarding application for a special use permit for locating two 30,000-gallon anhydrous tanks along with scales and an outbuilding 5 miles west of Beatrice and 2 miles north of Ellis on 117th Road. A number of residents expressed concern with the possibility of a leak affecting adjacent residences, as well as traffic and road wear issues, and the potential of attracting thieves who use anhydrous in drug production. No decision was rendered. Earlier this year, the County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a special use permit, which will be considered by supervisors at their March 1st meeting. Work continues on ramping up the Black Squirrel Project in Marysville. An interpretive site will be coordinated with a black squirrel located in the Marysville City Park. It will feature panels including facts and stories about the black squirrels, how they came to Marysville, and the celebration of the black squirrel as our local mascot. Local photos of black squirrels will also be incorporated into the interpretive site. Anyone with black squirrel photos willing to share is asked to contact Sharon Kessinger at 713-1047. 21 black squirrels have been decorated and located at various sites throughout the community. A map of all the locations is available at the Marysville Visitor Center. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and peach cobbler. Tomorrow, fish, baked potato, wheat bread, Cape Cod blend, and mandarin orange salad. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville basketball teams at Wamego tonight. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring quiet weather and sunny skies for our area throughout the rest of this Tuesday, continuing into tonight and into tomorrow. We do have a low that will move in from the west southwest, which is going to bring us some cooler temperatures as well as a chance for some wintry weather as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, temps at 71. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 42. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 75. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 41. For Thursday, a chance of rain showers will see temperatures at 61. Thursday night will continue the chance of rain with a low near 34. And Friday, chance of rain and snow. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 47. Record high on this date, 76 a year ago. The average low, 25. The record low is 13 below zero in 1889. Sunset this evening, 6:07. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05. 35 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are variable, favoring the west. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 21st of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Free your mind at the Marysville Public Library with Pushing the Limits. On February 27th at 5:30 p.m., experience a book club meets science discussion of When the Killing's Done by T.C. Boyle. Call the library to get your free book. Pushing the Limits is a reading, viewing, and discussion program for adults and communities served by rural libraries made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
Getting caught in the eye of the hurricane. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer, reporting on sports. An upset in college basketball.
Brown, the freshman, three! And the lead for Miami with 24 to go in overtime.
On ESPN, the University of Miami defeated 18th-ranked Virginia 54-48 in OT. West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins fell to the floor at halftime of his team's game with Texas after an issue with his defibrillator. He was okay, and his team rallied behind him.
Carter against Allen. Going to try a 16-footer. Stroked it in there. He hit it.
He's clutched, Tony. He's really accepting this role.
On the Mountaineer Sports Network, 12th-ranked West Virginia defeats Texas 77-62. And in the NFL, some trade news. The Jacksonville Jaguars have traded tight end Julius Thomas to the Miami Dolphins for a 7th-round pick in this year's draft. The Jaguars also acquired left tackle Brandon Albert from the Dolphins for a 7th-round pick in 2018. Back to the court, a convincing win for the 19th-ranked Seminoles.
Brian on goal to Rudolph, dribble, drives, his shot no good. Slam, dunk on the backside by Jacquez Smith.
That was a pass.
I beg your pardon. It wasn't a missed shot, an alley-oop right above the rim, and Jacquez finished.
On the Seminole IMG Sports Network, Florida State dominates Boston College 104-72 to remain undefeated at home. On the ice, a tie broken late by the Panthers.
Picked up here in the near corner. Pesek behind the net. Smith in front for Jokinen. Now to Pesek. Out to the high slot. Trocheck shot. He scores! Vincent Trocheck has broken the tie!
On WQAM, Florida edges St. Louis 2-1. In Arizona, the Coyotes hang on.
Bucks back over the line. Richie with the shot. Langhammer the save. Puck sent in front. Oh, and a great save by Langhammer! And that'll seal the game for the Coyotes. Langhammer robbing Vatanen at the horn.
On KTAR, Arizona defeats Anaheim 3-2. The Coyotes were also in the news yesterday, trading defenseman Michael Stone to the Calgary Flames for draft picks. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Wamego, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Hanover hosting Lynn, Axtell home to Blue Valley, Valley Heights at Clifton Clyde, and Washington County entertain Centralia.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, cattle have changed, and so should your management of cattle. Janet McRell with more.
Cattle have changed. If your management hasn't, animal scientist Robbie Pritchard suggests you look to be sure it's still relevant. Take cattle finish, for example.
The definition of when cattle are finished is actually entirely up to us. That we're still learning how to be better at our business, and we don't quite have all of the pieces in play. All the pieces are in play, but we don't have them in the right proportions to necessarily be able to accomplish all the things we would like to do. Our pricing structure and some of our traditional management strategies will have to change going forward.
Smaller framed cattle on poor nutrition used to need more feed per pound of gain toward the end of the finishing period. Average daily gain would slow while cost of gain increased.
When I started my career, when a steer was finished, their intakes would begin to level off or drop. And they became very inefficient, so it was more profitable to sell them before that happened. Today, between the genetic potential for growth of the cattle and the improvement in the management of the cattle, they don't reach that tailing off point. So our cost of gain, even on overly finished cattle, is still cost effective. So we have to have a different reason that we decide that pen is finished.
The animal scientist says carcass size might be one of those new reasons.
And the discounts aren't enough to scare us away on carcass size, but the packer could just, rather than raise the discounts, they may just say, we don't need your cattle, they're too big. Not having a place to sell them becomes a big problem.
I'm Jenna McCrell.
With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Sealed bids are being accepted for 80 acres Nemaha County farmland located southeast of Corning for the family of Galen L. Dieters. Property contains 49 acres, more or less non-irrigated cropland, with a balance in pasture with good water. For inspection, information, or a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Renegar law offices in Marysville or Seneca. Additional information, including maps, aerial photo, and bid process, online at sealedbidauction.net. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Deadline for submitting bids is 3 p.m. Friday, February 24th. Again, for details, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger, or go online to sealedbidauction.net.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the latest information from the United States Department of Agriculture indicates 2016 showed fewer farms overall across the United States and fewer acres on those farms. We get more from Rod Bain.
USDA's annual look at the number of farms in the U.S., as well as the total average of land and farms, reveals for 2016.
The number of farms in the United States were estimated at 2.06 million, and that's down 8,000 farms from 2015. The total land and farms at 911 million acres decreased 1 million acres from 2015.
Joe Parsons of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says, however, the average farm size last year was at 442 acres. That's up 1 acre from the previous year.
That's really sort of due to the change in the mixture, where we've had a decrease in land and farms and also the number of farms, but the number of farms decreased slightly more, and that's consistent with the trend that we've seen across time, that gentle increase in the average size of farms.
By sales class, the total number of farms with sales between one-quarter and $500,000 increased in 2016. While all other categories of farms by sales class declined year over year. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
In other news, a protest a few days back called Day Without Immigrants. That protest caused some work slowdowns at meatpacking operations in the United States. But Tyson Foods and Cargill said all plants were operational as of the end of last week. A Cargill spokesperson told
meat industry publication Meeting Place. The impact was, quote, minimal, and a Tyson Foods spokesperson said absentee levels at some locations were higher than normal, but reported that everything was moving along as it normally would. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There are multiple red flags that are present or that may be present.
It's a crime that's hard to look at. Many don't want to believe it's happening, but it is happening right here, right now in Kansas.
Last week, we told you about a problem that was plaguing the U.S. and right here at home. Tonight, hear from a local nurse and see how her ideas are being used to save countless lives around the country and right here in Kansas.
We have identified over 50 victims.
Watch Modern Day Slavery Part 2 tonight on KAKE News at 10.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture. Few of us will forget October of 2013 when a freak blizzard blew into the northern plains, killing an estimated 100,000 cattle. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
October of 2013 brought one of those storms to parts of Wyoming and South Dakota and Montana that we don't see very often. Thank goodness. After 70-degree temperatures, the next day brought rain and then 4 days of snow. Cattle, tens of thousands of them, froze to death in their tracks. As I said, we haven't had anything like that since, but calving season is just around the corner for the upper Midwest, and CattleFacts.com CEO Randy Block says ranchers are always on guard.
We're really just getting started in a lot of areas. You know, still about 75% of our cow herd is a spring calving cow herd. So from February to May is when the lion's share of these new babies will be born. And, you know, most areas of the country, I would say we're in pretty good shape. Our northern plains areas have had a lot of snow, but that's really the one exception. The drought situation in California has been greatly reduced with the moisture and the snowpack we've got in the Sierras now. So that region of the country looks so much better. But I would say cow country in general, we're in about as good a shape as we get in it from north to south. It's just really good to see.
And Randy's assessment of beef demand right now and how that intersects with the overall economy?
Well, I would say beef demand has really held together pretty well. It's been a little bit softer in here over the last 18 months, but in general, it's been pretty darn good. When you take into account we've produced 5.5 billion more pounds of protein, beef, pork, and poultry, in the last 2 years. That's a staggering number, 5.5 billion pounds. So on a per capita basis, we're all now consuming 13 more pounds of protein than we were in 2015 at the low, or excuse me, 2014 at the low. So if you look at that and you think about demand is a little bit softer, but obviously we're consuming a significant increase in protein across the board. So I'm actually pretty optimistic that beef demand is going to stabilize, and a lot of that stabilization is going to come from renewed stability in our global trade.
And regarding global trade and the questions about trade agreements that have come up, Randy Block, the CEO of Cattle Facts, talks about the importance of global trade to the beef industry, in fact, to the entire meat industry, and he'll do that tomorrow. Back after this.
There will be a machinery auction for Mike and Susie Wilson Friday, February 24th. Sale begins at 9 a.m. at the farm west of Marysville. Selling a 2007 John Deere 8430 tractor. a 96 Ford New Holland 8970 tractor, and an IHC756 diesel tractor. Trucks and trailers include a 2000 Peterbilt 379 semi-tractor, grain trailer, a 1976 IHC1600 truck, and a 16-foot bumper pull stock trailer. Combine includes a 96 Case IH2166 with a corn head, flex head, and grain head, two-header trailers. Farm equipment, cattle equipment, some hay, tools, and collectibles will also be sold. This machinery auction for Mike and Susie Wilson, Friday, February 24th, begins at 9 a.m. at the farm, 370 Jayhawk Road, west of Marysville. Sale conducted by Raymond Bott Realty and Auction.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies, 35 degrees. Highs around 70 again today. Tomorrow, look out. Thursday's a turnaround, Pat. Feeling more like February.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. For the third straight week, Gonzaga, Villanova, and Kansas are the top three teams in the Associated Press college basketball poll. It's the fourth week at number one for Gonzaga, the only unbeaten team in Division I. The Zags received 59 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel yesterday. Villanova received 5 first-place votes, and Kansas, which beat West Virginia and Baylor last week, got the other number one vote. The three teams from the Pac-12, Arizona, UCLA, and Oregon, are 4th through 6th. Louisville is 7th, followed by North Carolina, Baylor, and Duke. Baylor, which lost to Texas Tech, and Kansas dropped 5 places from 4th. Wichita State made its first top 25 appearance since last season.